AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson made a visit to Ukraine's capital today, walking the streets of Kyiv with President Volodymyr Zelensky while offering continued aid and military training. Meanwhile, the European Union's executive arm is recommending putting Ukraine on a path to membership. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
Ukraine has clearly demonstrated the country's aspiration and the country's determination to live up to European values and standards.
In St. Petersburg, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Moscow has nothing against Ukraine joining the EU, noting it's an economic union. Federal health regulators have authorized the first COVID-19 vaccine shots for the nation's youngest. Our Sagar Magani has more.
The FDA's action this morning paves the way for kids under 5 to start getting vaccinated next week. CDC advisors are meeting today and tomorrow to recommend how to use the vaccines. The FDA has also now authorized Moderna's vaccine for school-age children and teens, who so far had only been getting Pfizer shots.
But Florida's governor is saying no. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has that.
Even though Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said the state would not order and distribute the COVID-19 shots for children under 5, the White House says Florida doctors will be able to directly order the vaccines for young children from the federal government. Florida was the only jurisdiction in the nation to decline to place advance orders for the pediatric shots. Final authorization from the CDC is expected soon, clearing the way for the last remaining unvaccinated age group to be eligible for the shots. I'm Shelley Adler.
And commissioners in Otero County, New Mexico, have certified the results from their primary election. That comes after a standoff over election integrity fueled by conspiracy theories about voting equipment. This is AP News. Towns near Yellowstone Park are fearing a possibly lost tourist season. Ed Donahue has a look.
Unprecedented flooding has shut down the park. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines.
We are committed to restoring our communities, all the hundreds of homes, the bridges, the washed out roads. There's going to be a lot of work to do in the backcountry as the summer months come. We'll see what happens with culverts and more trails. But we'll be up and running strong there before.
Officials have said the park's southern part, which features Old Faithful, could reopen as soon as next week. But the north end, which features Tower Fall and the bears and wolves of Lamar Valley, could stay closed for months after sections of major roads inside Yellowstone were washed away or buried in rockfall. Sheriff Brad Bickler wants to reopen.
But we do want to make sure that we keep everybody safe. We do have some high water that potentially is coming back this weekend that we want to monitor.
Roads leading to Yellowstone are also damaged. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.